Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell, Passive Automation, episode number 44. And as we just started in our last episode, if you don't know, we are dedicating this episode to an athlete who wore that number 44. I'm going to go this time with Danny Ainge out of Brigham Young University, who's a two-sport athlete, played baseball with the Toronto Blue Jays, and then also was drafted by the Boston Celtics. Played with the Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings. Anyway, he's also a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as I am. So Danny Ainge is awesome. I grew up in the Boston area, so he was in Hingham, Massachusetts. He was a guy we like to follow growing up. Guys, there are five reasons people don't buy from you. There's only five. If someone doesn't buy a product, there's five reasons. I'm reading this book, it's called Copyright Secrets. I'm actually listening to the audiobook, and it's fascinating. I wanna tell you about these five reasons people don't buy, and I wanna tell you how to overcome it, and I wanna tell you how this book, Copywriting Secrets, can help you. But first, I wanna share a story real quick. So I'm on YouTube watching a video, some YouTuber I really look up to, she does a lot of great stuff. But I was reading through her comment section and someone commented and was like, "This is the third time I'm gonna ask you this question. Like, I stay at home because I'm taking care of my wife and I need a way to generate revenue. What can I do? Is there a course I can take? Is there something I can learn?" And this YouTuber responded saying, "Well, there's really not a course you can take to learn that." And I was kind of surprised by her answer. So I responded to the guy and I said, "The best skill you could learn that will bring you the highest amount of revenue is copywriting." So I said, "Learn copywriting." And this has been on my mind a lot because of obviously this book by Jim Edwards in conjunction with ClickFunnels. It's Copywriting Secrets. Now, the five reasons people don't buy, number one is there's no need, right? They feel that there is no need. Now, this is important because when you are emailing someone, when you have a website or a sales funnel, when you're communicating an offer, you need to clearly target your audience so they know whether or not the offer's for them. For example, if there's an offer that says, "Hey, do you bite your nails? If so, this product, yada, yada, yada." Well, if you don't bite your nails, you know it's not for you, okay? So there's a lot of people who like to say, "Oh, my product's for everybody." Well, that's not true, right? Not every product is for every person. And so your sales copy needs to clearly identify, help someone by reading right away. They read your top headline, they will know whether this is for you. The Copywriting Secrets funnel that actually says, if you want to increase your leads, subscribers, fans, and your revenue, then Copywriting Secrets is for you. So that's a big net, and you will know whether you fit in that net or not. Okay, so copywriting can tackle that. You can let the person know if they have a need or if they don't. You might have seen a lot of YouTube videos when there's ads that pop up and somebody will be in front of their Lamborghini and they're like, "Hey, if you don't want to make $1 million, skip this ad, hit that button." What they're doing is they're clearly defining who their audience is. They don't want people who don't want to make $1 million to watch their video, because then they're just being charged for the video. So they want you to skip the ad if you're not interested. Okay, so in your copy, your sales copy, you need to address that. Address the people who think your product isn't for them. It may be the case, it may not, but just make sure it's clearly spelled out. So if someone thinks they don't need the product, they either realize they do or they realize it's really not for them, okay? So the second reason people don't buy, the second obstacle to a sale, first is there's no need. The second is they have no money, all right? And so how do you address that? Well, in this Copywriting Secrets sales funnel, there's really not a reason to address this topic, because the the book, it's free, right? They'll send you the book for free. And if you actually go on the funnel, it says, we buy the book, you pay the shipping. So it's $7.95 if you're in the United States or Canada. And I think internationally, or maybe even, it's $14.95 internationally, okay? And so for this specific offer, there's really no need to address the people who say, I have no money. If you can't afford an $8 shipping cost on a book, then your money mindset is off. And that's something that needs to be addressed. But for like a higher ticket item, something that costs like $197, how do you overcome the obstacle of someone who says that I have no money? Well, you need to do a lot more work, right? You need to talk about the money mindset. Talk about how it's an investment. Talk about how possible ways they could get the money. Talk about equivalent products they would buy that cost that much. So if you have like a $50 product, be like, hey, this is the same. This is like dinner and a movie with your spouse. Just sacrifice that, right? So they make it seem that it's tangible and you can do it. So that's the other obstacle. So if you're writing email copy, if you have a website, if you have a sales funnel, newsletter, whatever you're sending out and you're trying to have someone buy something, how are you overcoming the obstacle of I don't have any money? You have to be addressing that somehow, okay? Number three, so behind no need for it, I got no money. The third is no desire. Now, this one is a hard one to overcome, but the way that you help someone have a desire for something is, one, you help them see the need, and then you also show examples of how this product or service has helped somebody else and the change is brought in them. Again, in the sales funnel that Jim Edwards does, he talks about how he couldn't meet his bills, how he got fired from 8 jobs in a row, how he didn't have enough money to pay the payment in his trailer. But he made this, he took this course, learned these principles, and applied it in his funnels, and he made an extra $1,500 that month, which for him at the time was life-changing. It was life-altering. So as people hear that story, they have their own epiphany and say, huh, man, what could I do with an extra $1,500? And that desire grows in them. So you need to be communicating in your sales copy a story. There's got to be some way to generate desire for somebody who doesn't already have it. The truth of the matter is this, guys. There's people who have heard about this Copywriting Secrets book or any product. They just want it because they'll go buy it and they'll spend $8. No big deal. For other people, you know, there's different lines in the spectrum, and they might need to be convinced a little bit. They might not have the desire. That might need to be increased. So again, in your messaging, in your copyright, how are you speaking to those who don't have a desire for your product? Are you truly, so like my wife, she is a market partner for Monat Hair. It's like hair stuff. And she has an awesome story, okay? Because she has had curly hair her whole life and never been happy with how it looks. She's always wished it looked curlier and looked better, and everything she's tried hasn't worked. But she found this Monat stuff. It's like natural hair stuff. And it's, you know, it costs more money than regular shampoo. It's definitely expensive, but it has changed her hair and it looks incredible. It really does. People will go up to her all the time, especially at church. We'll like go there. She's like, oh my gosh, your hair looks incredible. She gets compliments all the time. She just feels better about herself. And so she can share that story with people, and she has, and people are then like, huh, I want that. And so they'll reach out to her. Okay, so that desire is something you need to instill in people. So the fourth thing is people don't buy an objection. So think about your own life. Why have you not bought something maybe perhaps you even wanted? One of the reasons is you're in no hurry, right? As an example, this, I think I might have addressed this in another podcast, but this is from Ryan Dice's book, The Digital, I'm trying to think what it's called. Ryan Deitch wrote a book about email marketing. I can't remember what it's called, but in this, he talked about one guy who owned a product that helped people who were biting their nails. And what he would do is he would just keep sending in the same email every week, and he'd say, "Are you still biting your nails? Are you still biting your nails?" He just keep creating this reminder in their mind. But then there's also ways that you can create like a deadline. Like you could say, "Limited time only. This offer won't last long." That's actually what Jim Edwards says in his funnel about the book, the free plus shipping offer. He says, "This won't last long." Now, the truth of the matter is, in this funnel, I'm sure he's always going to have this free plus shipping thing available. So maybe it's not a true reflection of the reality. But you try to create urgency so somebody will want to take action now. So that's why sales are huge. That's why, hey, you know, limited time offer. If you can create that urgency and help them to not want to wait till tomorrow, just they gotta act now. So that is another obstacle, is the no hurry mentality. I'm in no rush to do this. Okay, last one. Again, I'm going over the five obstacles to a sale, like what prevents people from not buying a product. And the last one is no trust. If they have no trust in you or no trust in the product, they're not going to buy. So how do you overcome that in your messaging? How do you communicate to someone that they can trust you, they can trust the product? Well, if you go onto Copywriting Secrets, I'll actually put a link in the podcast notes. You can see this. And I would recommend, even if you don't plan on purchasing the book, click on the link just to see all of these in action. I shot a YouTube video on my channel. You can go to Ben Arkell Passive Income Automation. My last video talked about the five sales obstacles and how to overcome them. In this funnel, you can see what Jim does is there are a ton of testimonials, right? Video testimonials, picture testimonials, at least 20 or 30 people sharing how the book impacted them, what it taught them, the value it's provided them in their business. All right. And so are you doing the same thing in your messaging? Are you just hoping people will take your word for it? Well, what if they don't trust you yet? Is there anybody else that they do trust that you could perhaps use as a testimonial? I had a buddy of mine yesterday. His name's Chris Fong. He's an incredible online marketer. He's a genius and he's incredibly successful. He actually reached out in one of his groups. He said, "Look, I need testimonials and I'm willing to do this." He's like, he wanted to purchase a product that he needed through someone else's link. He's like, "I'm willing to do this if you shoot some testimonials for me." Because they're valuable and they work, and people want to know that the product can be trusted or you can be trusted. So there you go, guys. I just thought that was super valuable stuff. This was actually the five obstacles to a sale. It was something that Zig Ziglar talked about. If you don't know who Zig Ziglar is, he actually recently passed away. He's one of the most incredible minds on sales and marketing. He wrote a ton of books about how to sell and the science behind it. I actually wish I'd had a chance to hear him speak, but never did. I just recently bought one of his books. But again, these five steps, the five obstacles to a sale, let me quickly run them down again. One is someone will not buy because they have no need. Two, they have no money in their mind. Three, they have no desire. Four, they have no, what is it? Well, there's no trust. And then the fifth one, gosh, like no memory. Man, I can't think of the fifth one. What is it? Okay, I'm just blowing this podcast. Anyway, there's five of them, and I can't think of the fifth one. off the top of my head. But click on the link below again. Look at the sales copy by Jim Edwards. He actually will go through in his book, Copywriting Secrets. He has 31 different principles that you need to use and need to apply inside all of your copywriting. And what they'll do is they'll help knock down those five obstacles. Because there's not just one way to help somebody have trust in your offer, right? There's a bunch of different ways. And he delineates those, lists them all out in this book. If you guys want to start online, if you are currently in a business, if you in the future do want a business online, if you're trying to sell anything, then you're going to need to know these things. And I just, man, for the cost of shipping to learn this stuff. And I'd actually, if you do, there is an upsell, meaning you can buy the book and then you also can buy the audiobook. I would highly recommend you do it. That's what I did, because he actually goes through, he reads the book, but he stops after every chapter, and this buddy he's on a podcast with, they kind of ask each other questions and kind of give some more insight into copywriting. Okay, guys, episode 44, again, dedicated to Danny Ainge. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you on the next podcast episode. We'll see you.